AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. Rowdy scene at a New Jersey immigration detention facility last month. Now Representative LaMonica McIver has been indicted over it with charges of forcibly impeding immigration officers. Protests against immigration raids again in Los Angeles, where President Trump has deployed National Guard troops and Marines. Mayor Karen Bass.
I think we're an experiment. Because if you can do this to the nation's second largest city, maybe the administration is hoping that this will be a signal to everybody everywhere to fear them. That your federal government that historically has protected you can come in and take over.
That sound courtesy ABC 7 Los Angeles. Meantime, Haya Panjwani reports President Trump visited troops at North Carolina's Fort Bragg.
Trump was visiting to mark the 250th anniversary of the Army. He kicked off his address by celebrating the military base's name change.
Can you believe they changed that name in the last administration for a little bit?
The base was renamed Fort Liberty in 2023. The fort's namesake, General Braxton Bragg, was a Confederate general known for owning slaves and losing key Civil War battles that eventually led to the end of the Confederacy. Trump added that he plans to reverse the name changes by the Biden administration of seven other bases that honored important Confederate figures. The president Fort also Pope, spoke about the troops he sent Fort to Los Angeles, Hill, saying the city would burn to the ground if he hadn't sent them.
We will liberate Los Angeles and make it free, clean, and safe again. It's happening very quickly.
I'm Haya Panjwani.
Two executions carried out this evening, Florida ending the life of a man convicted 3 decades ago of killing a woman he abducted from a supermarket parking lot. And Alabama has put a man to death using nitrogen gas for the beating death of a woman in 1988. And at Yellowstone National Park, a bison gored a man this morning after a large group of visitors got too close to the animal. The park says the 30-year-old was treated for minor injuries. This is AP News. The environmental health of the Chesapeake Bay appears to be slipping. Jennifer King has the latest assessment.
The Chesapeake Bay, the largest estuary in the U.S., saw its health decline last year, according to the latest report card from the University of Maryland Center for Environmental Science. After the hottest year on record, prolonged drought and extreme rainfall patterns, the bay received a C grade compared to a C-plus in 2024. Scientists said hotter temperatures stress wildlife and crops starved of water were not soaking up fertilizer. Then brief but intense downpours caused water to run off over the ground, increasing the fertilizer, dirt, and debris carried into the waterways. Water clarity and phytoplankton scores continued a long-term trend of decline. Bill Dennison with the University of Maryland says the change in climate means the extreme weather patterns are becoming more common, but the report did cite improvements in aquatic grasses and dissolved oxygen in the bay's waters, which helped support aquatic life. I'm Jennifer King.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.